The man who never fail, the man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Get to fucking work. You're a young man. You're supposed to be like a fighting age young man, full of testosterone and ambition to take over the world. You're not done working hard, bro.
You just eliminate all external distractions. You know, that's what's going on, and just focus on the process itself and enjoying it every single day.
I challenge you to see your problems as a great thing. I challenge you to start being thankful that you have the opportunity to grow, get stronger, get more focused, get more skilled, and kick more ass because of every hardship you face.
It's hard, then handle it. You got to fortify yourself and say, come on with it. I've got to step into it.
Just find an excuse to win. Keep going.
If you're going to be successful in this game, you got to have a dog within you. You got to know it's a dog fight, and you got to go get that fight. Life ain't going to be easy. Ain't nobody going to hand you nothing. You still got to go to work. You still got to compete against everybody in your industry. Life's still going to happen. Why are you trying to blow up?
I want to know what the f- I'm made of. I want to know what I can overcome. And I know from experience that the harder the task to overcome, the more strength I'm going to gain from it. These are the days that test your fortitude. They test your endurance, your grit, your dedication, your determination, your mental toughness, your character. You are testing your ability to do something. And that something is something critical to your dreams. At the very moment when everything in you wants to do absolutely nothing, when you'd rather die than send another email or take another phone call or talk to another human, you gotta get the job done. It's an opportunity to prove what you're made of. It's an opportunity to prove you are what you say you are in your head. When you look in the mirror and you say, there goes a bad motherfucker, you actually believe it.
You knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
It doesn't matter how I'm doing. It doesn't matter how I slept last night. It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter when the last time I ate. It doesn't matter, because I'm going to go get some.
Are you going to work out today? Yes or no? Are you going to win? Yes or no? Make the binary code decision. Yes or no?
Your mind is your strongest weapon, but you must take control of it. You have to tell your brain where you want to go. When your brain tells you to give in, you push forward. When it tells you to take the day off, you go harder. Don't allow your weak feelings to dictate where you end up in your life.
You've got to activate the thinker in you.
Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion. If you don't discipline and contain your emotions, they will use you.
Prove to yourself today, every day, that you can and will push harder than you wanted to, harder than you felt like pushing, past the point of fatigue and far beyond the point of comfort to that outer edge. With every ounce of grit and tenacity to where you cross that line, that threshold through the suffering.
Your body and mind will always adjust to more suffering, to more pain. Your mind quits way before your body does. So you have to be willing to go way into that darkness and find more of yourself.
Regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind.
I feel that most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me down a dark alley running at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding.
We are the warriors that say, I'm going to make a decision and I'm keeping it. And regardless of how you feel about it, it doesn't matter if the world is crumbling down around you. It doesn't matter what's happening.
Just do the thing every single day, whether you feel like it or not.
Oh, I don't feel so good today. Get your lazy, sick ass up out of bed.
Your only commitment is to the activity, not to the grand scheme, not to the big picture, not to the implications of what it is that you're doing. It's to do the thing. It's what you fucking do every single day that matters more than anything.
Devote yourself to something bigger. Be decisive about what you're gonna do. And then be disciplined about getting it done every single day, whether you feel like it or not.
You know how you get good at business?
You worry about your own fucking shit. You know how you get good at your job? You worry about your own fucking shit. You know how you get in good shape? You don't worry about how many reps the other motherfucker in the gym is doing. You worry about how many reps you're fucking doing. If you're going to run a business, do you think I sit in the fucking back room and talk to my key guys about what everybody else is doing? No, I don't fucking care. I don't care what anybody else is doing. I care what we're doing. I care if we're making the calls. I care if we're providing value. I care if we're making the best products. I don't give a fuck if anybody else is doing that. I care if we're doing that. And you know what? That's how you become a leader. That's how you become the industry leader, because you're not following anybody else's lead. You're innovating a unique path of your own. When you spend your energy focusing on what other people are doing instead of executing on your own opportunities, you are setting yourself up to fail time and time again. And this goes against what society is, right? Society is all about gossip. It's all about talk. It's all about who's doing what. And it's never about worrying about what you're doing. Go to a fucking bar. What's everybody talk about? What their company's doing, what their boss is doing, what their coworkers are doing, what their aunt's doing, what their mom's doing, what their dad's doing. Nobody fucking cares, and it doesn't fucking matter. That's why you don't see successful people hanging out with people like that, because they worry about their own shit. They worry about their own actions. They worry about what they execute on, and they worry about how they can get better at it.
You should be grinding, and you looking at the score. The score is what it is. The score ain't about to change because you looked at it. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working, and that other stuff will take care of itself. And let me tell you something. I don't know if I'm number one or not, and I won't know. I won't go look at that list. Why? Because I'm too busy grinding. And some of you should be busy practicing, and you staring at yourself in the mirror.
You got the little voices in your head.
And you know what they're saying? They're saying it's okay. You've done enough. Take a little rest. That's fine.
You can take the day off. You don't need to go hard.
That's what those little voices are saying.
But you got another voice in your head that's asking you a question. It's asking you, what could you be? What could you be? What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? What could you be? I say you crank up the volume on that voice. Crank up the volume on that question. Max it out.
So easy to put things off. So easy to say you're going to do it tomorrow. Well, I want you to reprogram your brain and tell yourself that tomorrow is not a viable option. Tomorrow doesn't work. You do it today. You get it done today. That's what you do. Too tired, too hungry, too sore, too hot, too cold, too whatever. Stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself little watered down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth.
Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse?
Where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth.
Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Make the decision. Yes or no. Are you going to work out today? Yes or no. Are you going to win? Yes or no. Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate and you know the right decision to make. So go and make it.
Hard work works. And you know what's great about our culture, y'all? The world's lazy. It's a good thing for you and me. Everybody will talk about it. Everybody will post about it. But nobody wants to roll up their sleeves and just go get it. And so what that means for me, I don't have to be the most qualified. I don't have to be the most talented. All I got to begin to do is to apply myself. And by default, I'm going to separate myself from the crowd.
If you set out and you say you're going to do something, do yourself a favor and don't lie to yourself. Because that is the worst thing that an individual can ever do. You think you lying to your peers. You think you lying to your teacher. You think you lying to your coach. At the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, you lying to you, because that's your life. You make your bed, you gotta lay in it.
You aren't getting any closer to your 5-year plan or your 3-year plan or your 7-year plan or any plan that you've got
unless you get up and start getting after it
today.
This is for those who want to leave normal behind. Those who are in search of a new realm. It's a lonely journey. You're isolated. Those who used to keep pace with you will fall off. They'll see where their world ends and yours begins.
They say, what are you doing, man? You're out of your mind. Well, I don't understand what you're doing all this for. You know, that doesn't make any sense. But a person inside believes in fuck what they say. I don't care what they think. Their opinion doesn't pay my fucking bills, so why do I give it any value? I'm going to say the fucking course I believe in.
You got to decide right now. Am I willing to fight every day? Am I willing to be called stupid or a dreamer or crazy or insane by all my friends and family? Am I willing to constantly be questioned by the people that I respect and care about my intentions and my work ethic and my drive and my dreams? Am I willing to deal with that sort of life to get the life that I truly want? If the answer is yes, you're going to be good.
Your ability to suffer, endure, outwork must be greater. You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
Prove to yourself today, every day, that you can and will push harder than you wanted to, harder than you felt like pushing, past the point of fatigue and far beyond the point of comfort, to that outer edge, to the limits. Do the extra repetition, run the extra mile, go the extra round, make the right choices, give the full measure, fight back, go down swinging, give every day everything you've got. Embed that long-term goal in your mind. Burn it into your soul. Think about it. Write about it. Talk about it. Hang it up on your wall. But most important, do something about it every day. Every day, do something that moves you toward that goal, that keeps that goal alive and in sight and in focus.
Grab your fucking nuts. For once in your life, add some ownership, some credibility behind your actions and your words. Mean what you say. Do what you say. Follow through for something for one time in your life. One time, follow through what you said. You will feel a high that you've never felt before.
Discouragement can creep in secretly and tell you life is not worth living. If you listen at discouragement, you will wonder if you're ever going to get out of what you're into. There are moments that try the human soul so violently and so perplexing that if the truth were told, all of us have had moments that we wanted to throw up our hands and walk away. But don't make a permanent decision over a temporary circumstance. You don't like where you're at, don't worry about it. It's just a step. You don't like how you feel right now? Stop crying. It's just a step. Don't deviate. All you have to do to win this battle is stay on track. You can't judge your life by where you are in this moment. Do you not know that where you are will pass? What you're worried about will pass? Don't you understand that one day you're gonna look back and laugh at the thing that kept you up all night? Don't you understand that it's not nearly as major as you thought it was? You can live without your house. You can live without your car. You can live without your friend. You can live without your husband. You can live without your wife. I measure the value of a man by how hard he presses. How hard you press tells me how hard you hit. Energy is measured by motion. That's why the devil wants you to sit. Sit down. Shut up and feel sorry for yourself. But you ought to blow the devil's mind this morning. Just when he think he got you down, you ought to shock him and press. You better not start crying on the steps. You better not give up on the steps. You better not collapse on the steps. I don't care whether it's sunshine or rain, pleasure or pain. When you get up in the morning, put your pants on and press.
Everybody wants the prize, but nobody loves the process. Everybody wants to be a champion, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to be a champion. Everybody wants to hold up the trophy and say, man, I did it, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to do it. I love the process. I love the thought of working for what I want. And I firmly believe you're never supposed to wish for it more than you're willing to work for it. Your expectations never supposed to exceed your effort. But a lot of people, they wish, and they're not willing to work. And the great thing about life has a funny way of testing all of us and seeing how bad we really want what it is that we say we want.
What if you get weak along the way and you throw in a towel on yourself, you surrender to your emotions? What then? A lot of people become discouraged, they become frustrated, and they say, oh, what the heck? And they go back to doing what they were doing before, saying it doesn't work.
Take quitting out your vocabulary. Take it out. Cry if you must. Rest if you must.
But the worst thing you can do is quit. When you want something bad, you can't come
count the cost. Because if you count the cost and you see how much it costs, you might give up. So you got to go in knowing that I don't count the cost. I do as many reps as it takes. I study as long as it takes. I pay whatever the price is. You get to a point where you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. Throw your whole self into it. So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me.
When you leave, what you fighting for? What's your legacy? What you gonna do? You say you a champ, but do you practice like a champ? You say you a champ, do you fight like a champ? You say you a champ, do you have the mentality of a champ?
The universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied. You've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment, not have support, doubt yourself sometimes, be rejected again and again and again, and refuse to turn around until life gives it up. Nothing can resist a person that has that kind of commitment.
You don't become what you want. You become where your habits take you.
Nothing's ever going to be given to you. Everything's going to be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results. But two, more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
There's certain things you want out of life. You want the finest things, but you're not willing to work for them. You cry about you don't get this opportunity, you don't get this break, but you're not positioning yourself. And you're still trying to get a handout. You got to work.
It wouldn't be fair if just anybody could just get a degree and not have to work. Because guess what it would mean? It would mean your degree is worth nothing.
If other people didn't have to work hard, didn't have to sweat, didn't have to stay up all night, didn't have to do research, didn't have to go to the library, didn't have to sacrifice sleep, didn't have to make sacrifices in life, if everybody just threw out degrees, they wouldn't be worth anything.
You see, the only difference between the one who quits and the one who doesn't is that they showed up every day. They worked hard every day. They hustled every day. They improved every day. They did all this, even though they felt like quitting every day.
You're putting in the work. And the only reason you pissed, the only reason you quit is not because you want to quit, because you keep looking up and you saying, we three in, who cares what you are? If you keep going, you're going to break through. The only people that don't break through are the people who scoreboard watching.
That's the problem with some of y'all. You stopping working to look at yourself. You not grinding. You glaring. You should be grinding and you looking at the score. The score is what it is. The score ain't about to change because you looked at it. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. And that other stuff will take care of itself.
Wake up every single day. And if the opportunity to work out is there, work out. If the opportunity is there to read, read.
Because you got to tell the flesh who's in control. I'm in control. You're not in control. I know you don't want to wake up. You don't have an option. Get up. We trying to eat. There's a certain lifestyle we want.
You look at any person who's done anything great in this world, they've had to be fully committed. Any goal that you want to achieve that's worthwhile in your life requires you to go all the in. I mean, jump the in the pool, head first, don't worry about the what ifs, and make yourself swim.
We're all being tested, and that road to success is a bumpy ass road. Has potholes, rails, detours, and a lot of you are going to die with a nicely preserved body. No plates, no bags. Knees, no bruises, no scars. You also have an empty f***ing resume. Don't be afraid to get scars. The scars show your willingness to get to the other side. They show your failures. They show your willingness to start from scratch. They show what you're willing to do to go the distance, to see what you're capable of.
And there's a big difference between 99 and 100%. And to find that last 1%, it takes ignoring your personal desires and comforts. If you're able to endure when all around you says stop, you will find that 1%.
It's a commitment, not a feeling. When you get up in the morning, you don't give yourself a choice. You grind, no matter what.
When you're just not feeling it, you gotta force yourself. When your feelings tell you no, you tell them to shut the fuck up. You don't want to get up and get out of bed, you get up and get the fuck out of bed. You don't want to study, you fucking study. You don't want to get to work, you get to fucking work. When everything in you is kicking and screaming, you have to take control and tell yourself, I do not stop.
At the end of your
feelings is possibly nothing. But at the end of your principle is a promise. And some of you are where you are. If you could be real with yourself, you have gotten yourself in some mess because of your feelings.
We are losing control. And it's time for those of you in this room to take control. You've held up your someday. Either you didn't get the right information or you got it. You didn't use it. You're not getting up early enough. I don't know what you're doing. But when you leave, all I want for you is to live your someday. No more playing after today. And here's the crazy part. All you got to do is look in the mirror. All you got to do is deal with yourself, and then we're going to get to a whole other level.
Because the only one that is stopping you is you.
I need you to take control over every single area, and then someday going to be your day.
Excuses are for weak people. If you're going to make it happen, get your ass up and get to work.
No more excuses. No more I'll start tomorrow. No more just this once. No more accepting the shortfalls of my own will. No more taking the easy road. No more waiting for the perfect moment. And no more indecision and no more lies. No more weakness. Now is the time for strength. And through strength and through will and through unwavering discipline, I will become who I want to be.
Suffocate your bullshit excuses and go do something.
Stop running from it and run to it. Stop telling me what you're going through. The greats, they get to it, they go through it. And the harder it is, the better. Make it work. Let's go.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
I'm trying to tell you, you can win. You can win. Despite the circumstance, you can win. Despite the adversity, you can win. Despite the situation, you can win. Despite how much money you got in your bank, you can win. Despite the fact of your parents in your life or not, you can win. Despite the fact that you started behind, you can win. You can pull it off. No excuses. No more complaining. No more giving up. What's that thing that's going to pump you up and get you over that hill? What's going to pump you up and get you over that mountain? What's going to pump you up and get you past that disease? What's going to pump you up and get you past bankruptcy? What's going to pump you up and get you to the other doggone side? Come on, you can win.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
We have two voices in our mind. It's that one voice. It's that soft motherfucker. That soft motherfucker voice that says, sleep the fuck in. It's okay.
You can take the day off saying you don't need to go hard.
It's that coddling voice. You want to be hugged and nurtured and all that shit.
That voice, that nagging voice of weakness. The one that tells you to back off, to simmer down, to take it easy. When you hear that voice, tell it no. Tell it to sit down and be quiet.
Suppress that voice. You've got another voice in your head that's asking you a question. It's asking you, what could you be? What could you be? What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? What could you be?
Because that pain that you are feeling is the test.
This is a test. This is the day I'm going to find out if my goals really are my goal.
Michael Jordan, they call it the flu game. He still scored more than the average dude with the flu. Even when you got the flu and you playing other champions, you still score more than they score because you've learned how to dominate.
And you need that same mentality.
I'm talking about looking yourself in the mirror, looking yourself in the eye, and saying, I'm going to dominate today better than any other day. Learn how to get excited when that feeling creeps in of, I don't want to do it. And when those test days come, something that you live for, something you look forward to, now you're talking about a whole different level of mindset. You're talking about unstoppable force of nature that cannot be swift.
Mental toughness is the ability to resist, to manage, overcome doubt, overcome worries, overcome concerns, overcome circumstances. Circumstances that prevent most people from succeeding or performing under pressure. Every human being that is not successful versus every human being that's successful, the only difference between them is mental toughness. One group, when they come up against trials and tribulations, they shrink. One group of people, when they come up against a recession, they shrink. Weak-minded people, they buckle, they complain, they look for every excuse. But mentally tough people, we saw the storm and we pull on our surfboard and we begin to surf on the waves stories that drown most people.
You have to understand that your greatest commodity, not your shoes, not your car, not your clothes, it's your mind. Your mind is the most important thing you have, and you got to control it. I don't care what's happening. You have to control it. When you leave, what you fighting for? What's your legacy? What you going to do? You say you a champ, but do you practice like a champ? You say you a champ, do you fight like a champ? You say you a champ, do you have the mentality of a champ?
We have two voices in our mind. It's that one voice that we love to hear. It's that soft motherfucker that says, sleep the fuck in. It's okay. Well, there's another motherfucking voice that wakes you up in the middle of the night. It's that demon voice that whispers in your fucking ear that says, get up, motherfucker. You're not good enough. You gotta work it harder. You haven't put enough time in. It's that voice you want to run away from. It's that voice you don't want to hear. But guess what? It's that voice you need to fucking listen to.
People put out goals, dreams, and aspirations and what they want to accomplish, but you very rarely hear people say what they're willing to sacrifice in order to make it happen. They'll tell you the goal, the dream, the aspiration. They'll tell you they want to be elite. They'll tell you they want to be great, but they're not going to say, I'm going to stop going out on Friday night. They're not going to say, I'm going to sacrifice and I'm going to stay late.
You're not getting up when you're supposed to get up. You procrastinate, but you let you slide.
I don't hang with people who can only get up when they got something to motivate them.
That's not somebody I want to hang out with. I want to hang with somebody, I don't care what the circumstances, I don't care what the situation. You put it on your back and you're like, let's go. Are you hearing me?
You gotta stop telling yourself that you're doing enough. You have to do more. In life, it's never enough until you feel this overwhelming feeling of, man, I'm out working the crowd. I'm out working everybody. I'm doing more. Once you get there, that's when you can know you've done enough. You gotta do your best work when you're at least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, you gotta second the stuff to do it.
At some point in your life, give every single thing you got.
A true dog mentality is not enough to make to the NFL. Be the f***ing MVP. It's not enough you ran a 5K, win a 10K. It's not enough you became a doctor, be a better doctor. It's not enough you lost 50 pounds. Go out there and do something with it.
Never do the bare minimum. Be different.
Try to be 10% better than you were last week. So if you're running 30 miles a week, run 33. If you're swimming 500 meters, swim 550.
You ain't the only one doing what you're doing. And that's some kid, and right now, he's trying to take your spot.
So just when you felt like you did that last rep and your muscles are saying, I can't do no more reps, you said, yeah, you got to do one more. Because right now, while you quitting, he might be doing five more. While you quitting and giving up, while you saying, all right, I did enough, it's time to rest, he might just be getting in his zone.
There's always someone out there working harder than you. I'm haunted by that motherfucker. Knowing that someone out there is willing to forgo personal desires for comforts, forgo sleep, forgo whatever it takes to be better, to be the best. We'll always have that person out there. There may not be a name or a face to him, but he exists. You make sure in life when they think about that person, you make sure they put a name and a face to it. You make sure the name and face is yours. You do the haunting. Get in somebody's head. Own space.
If you're not willing to do it every single day, you're not going to beat the man that's doing it every single day. I'm not the best, but they have not outworked me. I'm not the best. I'm a beast. And oftentimes when you're going up against other beasts, sometimes they just want it more than you want it. They're not more talented than you. They just know what they're out there for. You got to find something within, and that's got to push you, and that's got to drive you. And when you find your why, you find a way to make it happen.
In all times when you want to quit, you make sure you remember all the times, hours, days you sacrifice to be the best.
Mental toughness is a lot different than motivation. Because if I said right now, everybody in here, everybody, we're all going to run a half marathon in 5 days. All of us. And we all going, yeah, and we're getting fired up. I said, yeah, we're going to start tomorrow at 5 a.m. And everyone's hugging each other. Yes, 5 a.m. We leave. 5 a.m. comes. It's dark. It's cold. Our bed is comfortable. Hard to get motivated at 5 in the morning. And maybe you do it one day. But again and again, you can go do it again and again. That is the x-ray vision. It's seeing through your broken bones to get to your goal. You have to train your brain by doing things that make you uncomfortable consistently to build this mindset that when things get hard, which they will be, we don't shy away, we don't quit, we attack. I'm seeing through all those walls. I'm getting to where I want to go.
You see, I've learned everybody on the face of this planet, they want something. Everybody that comes into this world, they want something. Everybody wants greatness. Everybody wants excellence. But the question is, what are you willing to go through in order to get it? What type of dedication? What type of commitment? What type of sacrifice?
I tell people all the time, if this is
not your vision, if you don't see this as part of your real contribution, if it doesn't make you fully alive and express, and it's your real goals, bail. Quit sooner than later. But if you know it's right for you, then resilience is everything. The ability to be resilient toward your dreams, to keep marching on, win the struggle, the trial, the chaos, the frustration, the hurt, the anger, the disappointment, the shame, the regret, the embarrassment. When all that is there and you keep marching on, you know you'll be a successful person. It's the ability to be optimistic enough to know this too shall pass. This time shall change. I will find a way. I will honor my truth and keep pursuing my dreams thick and thin, storm or night. I will maintain my march.
Mental toughness says, not only do I climb that doggone mountain, I enjoy climbing the mountain. I get a kick out the mouth. I get a kick out the weights. I get a kick out of going up against the number one team. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it.
I hope that you understand that every single person that you look at, every single person that you admire, every single person that you aspire to be like is literally just a regular human fucking being like you that has worked their motherfucking ass off.
Now, it's going to be hard. Understand that. It's going to be very hard. But you ain't got nothing else to do, because let me tell you something about being not successful. Being not successful, that's really hard. So you might as well apply yourself to something that has a benefit.
And what some of you doing wrong, you play the game, but you not the game. You play football, but you not football. You got to go all in. You take advantage of this opportunity. You let everything else go. You eat different. You study different. You practice different.
That is something that is built and ingrained into a successful person, not because they were lucky with it, not because they grew up with it, because they developed it. By doing it once, they did it again, they did it again, they did it again. The more bold and courageous you are, the more bold and courageous you'll be in the future. The more confident you are today, the more confident you'll be in the future. The more you overcome yesterday's struggles today, the more you'll be able to overcome the bigger struggles tomorrow. Never forget these things. Keep marching, my friend.
So you sort of put a mask on your face and you go home and lay in your bed when no one's looking at you, when you don't have to impress anybody and you're yourself. And fear comes in. Maybe you don't know for sure what's going to be happening in the future and it scares you. Just that fear paralyzes you. And I just want to ask you today, do you think you have hope?
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now you can either accept that or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem, and you solve the next one.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got
to
get up.
You have to get up.
Whatever experience you're having right now, it has not come to stay. It has come to pass. Sometimes you have to just back up and go within yourself and pray and meditate and recharge your batteries. Go away, clear your head, and then come back and look at it from a different vantage point. Don't operate while you are under the spell or the effect of what's going on. Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion. If you don't discipline and contain your emotions, they will use you. You don't have to force yourself or motivate yourself to think negatively, to be depressed, to beat yourself up over the head, to feel loaded with guilt. You don't have to make any effort to do that. Your mind is on automatic. It will do that by itself. But if you want to begin to move into your own personal greatness, you've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back.
You ask the part, what do you want? Man, I want to be diamond. Tell me something I don't know. Everybody wants it. But the raw reality of it is everybody don't get it. And the crazy thing is, if you want it, you can get it. It's not like somebody is stopping you or holding a gun to your head and telling you you can't get it. It's a matter of will. It's a matter of hard work. It's a matter of sacrifice. It's a matter of dedication. It's a matter of commitment.
The difference is not the genetic code, the potential. It's a guy that's willing to get knocked down, finally tested on fortune, stand back up, the perseverance to see it through, the never say die attitude.
We know the battle ahead. We know the journey ahead is going to get tough. We know we're going to face obstacles. We know it's going to be some discomfort. We know they're going to try to break us. We know they're coming for us. We know that's going to happen already. So let's make up in our mind before the battle that we're going to be victorious.
Don't cry.
cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You're already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. At the end of pain is success. You're not going to die because you're feeling a little pain.
You tell yourself, I won't give up. When that depression hits you, come out of nowhere, you tell yourself, I won't give up.
There's no guarantee that because somebody is now down on their luck, they can never come back. Who can guarantee that you can't make, that you can't have your dream? Who can guarantee that you can't do what you want to do? No one can do that. No one can predict that. You don't know what the possibilities are for your life.
Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you got to go through to get to where you want to get, who's got the right to stop you? It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do.
All we need to do is we look at our dreams, as we get ready to hit the floor, I invest in highly faith.
I don't care if you're sick. I don't care what you're going through. If you're not dead, he ain't through with you yet. As long as you're waking up, you're still in the game. As long as you're alive, you can still make it happen. As long as there's breath in your nostrils, boo, you're still in the game. You still can win. Now get your butt up.
So many people out there fail, not because they don't have the ability. It's because they don't have the heart to go through adversity.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
You'll go through some failures.
When you're in that darkness, you want to sit there and wait for the light to come, but you can't wait. The only way out is to step forward, to face your fears, to become your own light. There's going to be a lot of times y'all about to fail. We are all a work in progress. But in that moment, I want you to remember the power of you. You will change the world.
Even when you're struggling, even when you're discouraged, and you feel like other people have given up on you, don't ever give up on yourself.
The indomitable will, if you have a belief, you can do something. The only way you grow that, like in the gym, you grow your muscles by actually exercising. To grow the individual will to become something, you must get comfortable with fear and failure. They must be your best friends. They're the only one that moves that needle of life. Every hero you guys had was called an idiot, crazy, a loser. You must break society's status quo. Status quo is normality. It's alive but not living. It's death on a stick, guys. The belief of the individual overrides thousands of people with just intent. Safety, comfort zones are dead zones. You have to continue to push yourself because your true potential will never be matched, guys.
Nobody is going to hit as hard as life, but it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth, but you got to be willing to take the hits.
The future rewards those who press on. With patient and firm determination, I'm going to press on. I don't have time to feel sorry for myself. I don't have time to complain. I'm going to press on. Stop complaining. Stop crying. We are going to press on. We've got work to do.
What's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you? And if that thing is internal, if nobody has to call you, if nobody has to prod you, if nobody has to reward you, if nobody has to give you anything, if you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it, you can be it, you can do it.
Take ownership. Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems, and then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your mission. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life and lead to victory.
It's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have a plan of action, that you're resilient, that you stick to, and you work with the system, that you have the vision and never give up, that you become creative and relentless and keep on coming back again and again and again, and that it's you that you got to take personal responsibility to make it happen, and that it's hard, easy is not an option, and when life knocked you down, jump back up and said, it's not over until I win.
If you can believe it, you can receive it. If you can conceive it, You can attain it. The most powerful tool that you have right now in your life, in your body, is your mind. That's why the enemy fights you in your mind. He fights you in your mind. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The devil doesn't have to tie you up for you to be bound. He just has to tie up your head with stress, with worry, with aggravation, with low self-esteem, with pettiness, with anger, with hostility, with rebellion. And he can make you physically sick because your mind is sick. You just have to get your mind out of trouble. Lay your hands on your head and say, give me a new mind. Give me a new mind means give me a new perspective. Give me a new perspective. Give me a new way of looking at my situation. Give me a new way of looking at my circumstances. Get my mind ready for this year, because when I get this year, there's going to be blessings. There's going to be miracles. There's going to be opportunities. Oh, yes, it's going to be some struggles. It's going to be some challenges. It's going to be some tests. But even the struggles are an opportunity for me to show off the victory if my mind can handle the change. If you can get your mind out, you can get your money out. You can get your family out. You can get your job out. You can get your career out. You can get your health out. You can get your prosperity out. If you can get your mind out, no devil in hell, no weapon formed against you, no enemy that hates you can stop you from being free. Grab yourself by the head and say, we're coming out of this.
How do you hang in there during the hard, difficult times, Les? You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas. Unquestionably, you've got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. You've got to keep moving and keep plugging away. You've got to love it. It's got to be what you are supposed to do. You want to sing, even though they want to invite you to Carnegie Hall, you're going to sing to anybody that listens to you, including singing to yourself. You got to write, even if no one published your book, write, because that was given to you to do. You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Do whatever is required.
Go into action with your dream, and don't avoid where the fights are. Get in the midst of the fight. Get knocked down so you can learn how to fight, so you can hold your position. Stand up for your dreams. Stand up for what you want in your life. Decide that your life is so meaningful to you, that you love you and you love life so much that you're going to stand up for something you want. Stand up for what you believe in, because you can fall for anything. So what I say to you, that you are powerful. You have miracle working power in your life right now. But you've got to work on yourself. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out, selling yourself on you and on your potentials. And you've got to know that you are worth all of your effort, and that the key to your motivation, as you get a larger vision of yourself, is to know that you have something to give, is to know that you have a reason for being in the universe at this point in time.
I actually appreciate my haters. My haters keep me grinding. I tell them all the time, if you want to pay attention to success, watch me. A lion never negotiates with a hyena. He ain't waking up in the morning and saying, I'm going to go hang out with some hyenas. He ain't going to the same clubs where he know the hyenas don't like him anyway, because he don't concern himself with the conversations of hyenas. An eagle flies at a certain altitude, and the only other bird flies at that altitude is another eagle. So if he find himself flocking with pigeons, he may be flying too low. See, sometimes we asking ourselves, why my friends treating me like this? You hanging out with pigeons. Why they talking about me like this? Man, you hanging out with pigeons. Eagles ain't got time to gossip. Kings don't gossip. Fools party. Kings celebrate. You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
Your ability to go all in, when I say all in, I mean all the fuck in. Every moment, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every fucking year, for as long as it fucking takes for you to get where you're going, you should be consumed with that path.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity.
It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flipping day, where you sit there and say, take a damn week off, go on vacation. Why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months? Please let me catch up.
Because hungry people, they're just more urgent than everybody else. If I need
to learn a skill set today, I'm going to go buy the course today. I'm going to get better at it today. Not tomorrow, not this afternoon, not later on tonight, today.
What you do at night matters. What you do in the morning matters. What you do when your friends are out drinking matters. What you do on Saturday matters. What you do on Sunday matters. The success clock doesn't give a what day it is. It's going to run no matter what. And you guys pretend like you can work 7, 8, 10 hours a day and then spend the rest of your time off, and you think you're going to be somewhere, and you're not. And you're surrounded by people who enable this thought process, your good friends, your family, people who have accepted mediocrity as a life. Oh, you don't need to work on weekends. Why do you work so hard at night? Why do you get up so early and do that? Why do you train so hard? Why are you reading all these books when we're out drinking beer?
When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you going to be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always got to get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts.
Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, just be satisfied with what you got?
No! Don't believe them. Get them away from you. You should never be satisfied with what you got. You should double your business. Triple it. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better.
Easy never pays well. So if you're thinking that it's just going to be a walk in the park, you're dead fucking wrong. You have to give it every fucking bit of effort and energy you have to pull it off. And you have to work harder than everyone else. Work while they sleep. Learn while they party. Save while they spend. And live like they dream.
There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself. There are rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass.
We all go through problems. They don't have to overwhelm you, though. Problems don't have to take you out, though. Problems don't have to make your life miserable, though.
Your problem is you go back and run to your safety net. I can't do it. Help.
And you're going to be running to it for the rest of your life until you get to a point where you look at life and say, you will not beat me.
It's easy to complain. It's easy to point out your circumstances. It's easy to talk about what has happened to you. It's easy to talk about your situation, what you're going through. But if you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
See, it's easy to be on the bottom. It doesn't take any effort to be a loser. Doesn't take any motivation, any drive in order to stay down there at a low level. But it calls on everything in you, ladies and gentlemen. You have to harness your will to say, I'm going to challenge myself. Sometimes I have to pull myself out of bed and say, come on, Les. Things I know I should do, I don't do. Things I shouldn't do, I do. I found that the biggest enemy you have to deal with is yourself.
Your problem is some of you are phenomenally skilled, but it is a phenomenal will that says every time I get knocked down, I will get back up and I will succeed. I will not surrender. You have something great in you. You can do it. Where you are is temporary. You will not be there for the rest of your life. It might last for a second. It might last for a minute. It might last for an hour. It might last for a week. It might last for a day. It might last for months. But sooner or later, if you do not surrender, if you do not give up, if you do not give in, it will subside.
You've got to say yes. Yes to my dreams. Yes to me. I can make it. Yes, I can. Doesn't matter how many failures I've made. Doesn't matter how many mistakes I've endured. Doesn't matter about my defeats. Doesn't matter about what I've done. I don't care about the fact I'm in a hole now. Doesn't matter about where I am. Yes, yes. The last chapter to my life has not been written yet. If you judge me now, you'll judge me prematurely. I haven't exposed all my stuff yet. I'm still in the process of transforming my life. I'm still in the process of becoming. Yes.
You are great. You are unique. You are special. You are talented. And you deserve to have everything you want. And stop listening to the people who tell you you don't. Kill the noise. What do they know? Who are they? And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? You don't quit now. It's the 10th round. You got two more to go. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. It's about you won't break me. You can't take me. I fought too long. I fought too hard. It's too late now. You should have broke me a long time ago. I'm unbreakable now.
There's two sides of pain. There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain. But then there's another side of pain that's called effort.
It's called glory. And if you never tap into it, it's because the first time you felt that you backed off. First time you felt, that burn. The first time you felt that it's too much. And we rationalize with ourselves to where we automatically stop. That's why a bunch of us give up so much in life so quickly. But suppose I told you the greatest pain of my life is the reason I'm standing here today. See, sometimes we think the pain is what controls us. It's actually our subconscious mind that if we ever tapped into that, that's what dictates most of our life.
And literally what I've learned in these moments is that I have to stop listening to myself and I have to start talking to myself. I'm like, Rich, you're great. I'm like looking in the mirror like, you can do this. Rich, you can handle this. Rich, this is not a big deal. Rich, this is gonna pass. You're amazing. Rich, this too shall pass.
You got to find ways to increase your sense of self-appreciation, because if you don't, you're bombarded with negative stuff every day that beats you down, and you will find yourself unconsciously engaged in self-destructive behavior. If you don't program yourself, life will program you.
You got to get grounded. You've got to train your mind to serve you. Just make up your mind. This is not going to control you.
You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it. And you're going to go all out to have it. It's not going to be easy when you want to change. It's not easy. If it were, in fact, easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm going to turn this situation around. I'm not going to sit back and moan and cry over what happened and what went wrong and who did what. I'm going to do something about this situation.
When God gives you a dream, the dream will always be tested. The pressure in your life right now has a purpose. It's not crushing you. It's pushing what's on the inside of you out. It shows you who you are.
It's a dog fight. It hadn't been easy. It's a dog fight. The road hadn't been success. Like, it's just a paved road. And like, E.T. go this way. It's been rough. It's been crooked. It's been hard. But I've made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dog fight.
I choose to fight back.
Life is rough. You can allow it to destroy you, or you can allow it to build you up. Draw the line, ladies and gentlemen, and just say enough is enough.
Get out of that narrow-mindedness. Get out of that defeated mentality. Get away from that circle. Get away from those people that don't wish you any good. Get away from those people that don't want you to succeed. Get out of the tent. Get out!